Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Killer Cuties Podcast.
Yes. Yes, welcome back. It's Tuesday and we're here.
It is. We're still kicking somehow.
Somehow.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Doing something a little different this week.
Mm-hmm.
It should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's our first themed episode. We're doing the best of the bad, some movies that maybe didn't get the best scores.
Or box offices.
Or box offices. They didn't do so hot. But since coming out, people have expressed their love to them. A little bit of a cult following. Or a lot of it of a cult following, depending on the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about three different movies. We'll get into that in a minute. First, we're just going to do a little bit of news. Little tidbit for you. Deadline has reported that both Matthew Lillard and Scott Foley will be returning to Scream 7. Matthew Lillard seemingly confirmed this on his TikTok account, which was how I found out about it. We don't really know what capacity they're coming back in yet, but we're going to speculate right now. So,
yeah. I think he'll be alive. Stu Mocker will be alive. Who else did you say we confirmed?
Scott Foley. People don't care about him as much, but that's Roman Bridgers from Scream 3. He's the only solo ghost face. It's Sydney's half-brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got shot in the head, so he's dead.
That's
which
weird.
So that makes me think that they're going to be coming back in more of a Skeet Ulrich fashion, which I wasn't real big fan of.
It was cheap.
Yeah, it just felt like fan service.
Yeah.
They're like, how can we get him back in? Oh, his daughter is going to talk to him in glass windows and stuff.
He died in high school.
And then they're trying to get like a, how old is he now? Like 50-year-old man to play a high schooler again?
So weird.
I know. So I do think Scott Foley will be in that type of sense. I don't know about Stu Mocker. There's been back and forth on if he's dead or not. But it's also, why would you? They have to be very scared of people saying that they're going to boycott this movie.
Yeah, because
why would you announce it?
Yeah, they needed some sort of marketing ploy to get people to come and see it because they know that people are pissed.
Yeah.
For good reason.
I don't know. It seems so strange. Which makes me think, like, he can't be Ghostface.
Yeah, that
because
that
why would you announce it?
Yeah, and that honestly, that would have been a better marketing tactic to keep it under wraps. Let the people who don't care about the politicky stuff go and see it, and then tell everybody, "Holy shit, you have to go and see this movie."
Yeah,
and then we would maybe.
Well, I think there's other ways I can see this movie that aren't going to the theater.
Yeah. Yes, true. Very true.
Yeah. It is, too. Like, it's just kind of disappointing that all these people are coming back. Like, I don't know. I get it. It's a paycheck. It's, you love the franchise. And not everyone involved in it was part of Melissa Barrera's firing. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Make a stance, you know? Have a backbone.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels like too much fan service. And, yeah, they shouldn't have announced it. That's all.
Yeah, I'm really confused by the decision to say that he's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about these movies, I guess?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it. We got three to talk about, so.
Yes.
Get the ball rolling.
We're going to talk about Cursed, 2005 werewolf movie. We're going to talk about Idle Hands, 1999 horror comedy. And we're going to talk about Dead Silence, 2007 supernatural horror. But let's get into it. We're going to talk about Curse first. Like I say, it's a 2005 werewolf movie in which siblings Ellie, played by Christina Ricci, and Jimmy, played by Jesse Eisenberg, are infected by a werewolf in their native Hollywood and have to race against the clock to defeat the werewolf that turned them. It also stars Judy Greer and Joshua Jackson as werewolves. It had a $35 million budget, made just shy of $30 million, and is a certified clunker. It got a 16% critic score and a 30% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, and only a 5.1 out of 10 on IMDb. Yeah. And this one was brought to us by Wes Craven, speaking of Scream.
Yeah. And Scott Foley. He was supposed to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people were supposed to be in this.
Yeah, Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich. Yep, he was supposed to be in it. Mandy Moore. Omar Epps. He was in Scream 2.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Langenkamp, a la Nightmare on Elm Street, also by Wes Craven. But none of them made the final cut.
Yeah, this movie was torn a fucking part. It seems like by the Weinstein brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically. And it had just plagued with reshoots, rewrites, recast because of all the reshoots and rewrites. Because people's schedules, right. I mean, you can't stay committed to a movie for 8 years.
Well, 2.5, but still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Craven himself said that it was such a screwed up experience and he never wanted to do a movie just for money after that, because basically the studio said, do this movie, we'll pay you double. But then he ended up spending 2.5 years on it, so he could have done 2.5 movies in that time. So really wasn't worth it for him, especially since this movie didn't make back what it spent in the first place. How could it when you film it 3 times?
Yeah. And it sounded like what they had would have been good. Not that the end product wasn't good, but it did sound like, you know, had they just trusted what Wes Craven and team put together, it wouldn't have been a bad film.
Yeah, I would like to see the original.
Yes.
Because it's out there.
Yeah.
And I need it. What was that?
Screamfest, the blog.
Oh, did
they? A review of it, saw the final film and both Craven's original unfinished cut and the first reshot version. So 2 prior versions, and they were both better
than the final.
Than the final.
Yeah. I don't know why you would have Rick Baker doing werewolf effects and then say, actually, let's do something else.
Yes.
No, you have Rick Baker.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yes.
I don't understand.
That was one of my biggest complaints watching this movie, is that the special effects were very inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cut and dry. This is practical. This is special, visual, digital.
CGI.
Yeah. As opposed to like a good mix of both, or just practical, or, you know, it was
right.
Just very strange.
Yeah. It was basically, Here's Derek Mears as a werewolf, or here's a computer rendition of a werewolf. Correct. Never a here's Derek Mears as the werewolf enhanced by CGI. No, it's one or the other.
Yes. So strange.
It is. Yeah. Also, fun fact, Derek Mears, who plays the werewolf, as I just said 9 times, he also played Jason Voorhees in the reboot of Friday the 13th.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Little Scream King.
Wow, love that. Little monster. Monster man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cute. Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand why we're hiring people to make movies and then not trusting them to make the movie. That just...
Not even people. Academy Award winners.
Yeah.
Why are we hiring the man who's known for effects just to not use... It's befuddling.
Yeah.
I can't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, but also Wes Craven, too. Like, he
has
made incredibly successful horror movies prior to this. That's why they hired him, I'm sure. That's why they agreed to create the movie. And then just to, like, shit on it. And again, this is crazy. It still wasn't a bad movie. It's just like, well, what could have been?
if I put on my critical hat, not to, like, give away a rating or anything, I do kind of think it's a bad movie. That doesn't mean I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think this movie is really fun.
Yes.
Is it good? Maybe not. But do I want to watch it again with my friends? Probably.
Yeah.
I'll watch the werewolf flipping them off 1,000,000 times. I don't care. That's the funniest thing.
It was also supposed to be rated R.
Yeah. Well, this was the first PG-13 movie Wes Craven did. He'd never done something not rated R.
Well, and that's the thing, is that he was doing it R.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. We don't trust you to be able to sell an R-rated movie. You have to do PG-13.
Which is crazy.
That's insane.
He sold many rated R movies.
If you didn't hate the Weinstein brothers
already,
first of all, why not? You need to. Yeah. Now you should. Now you can.
Now you can. We're finally allowing you to hate the Weinstein. No, I'm kidding. Fuck them. Well, one of them. I don't know what the other one did, but yeah, you know, it's just one. Proximity hatred,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was the main reason Skeet Ulrich backed out too and wasn't in the final was because they changed his character. He was supposed to be just a stranger who meets two other strangers, which was Christina Ricci and Jesse Eisenberg. And then they changed it. They're now siblings, and Skeet Ulrich's the boyfriend turned bad guy in the end. And he was like, I've done this dance before. I'm not doing it again. So
yeah, that exact dance.
Literally. Yeah.
I will say one of the things that I laughed out loud during this movie is the car accident scene where the car was rotating down the hill and it's just like zoomed in on the woman's face.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That was so fucking funny. I don't know why, but I was cackling. Also, it's inevitable in a modern monster movie, vampire, werewolf, whatever, mermaid, for there to be a zoomed in Google search of werewolves or whatever. Like that. There were so many scenes in this movie that reminded me of Twilight, and that was one of them.
Yeah, that's fair. It's you got to Google it. You got to figure out what is this? What are we?
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't that hard to deduce, but I mean, a quick Google check just to make sure isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, well, you got to get all the lore too, so.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make sure you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, like the pentagram on the hand thing. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and then, sorry, I'm just like going through all my thoughts.
That's okay.
On the film, but another thing
that's about, like, literally special... what this is. But,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. But I'm just like bouncing around. We talked about the special effects for a second there. They weren't that bad either. The special effects, the digital, the CGI, wasn't terrible until you realize that this movie came out around the same time as Pirates of the Caribbean, Desmond Chess, all the Lord of the Rings movies, where the digital effects were superior. We haven't had anything like that before, since.
I just think it's not really an excuse, period. Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
And it was incredible. You're right. You're so right.
There's really no excuse for anything after that to not look as good. Well, okay. Yes. Independent films and stuff like that. Obviously, you don't have the budget that Steven Spielberg did. But
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The technology has existed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it. We just have to.
We should do it.
We should be doing it. Build a giant dinosaur for every movie we make.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No, it's really not. There was also just another little tidbit. There was a lot of early 2000s slang and slurs in this movie, so be prepared for that if you haven't seen it, which why are you listening?
Yeah, yeah. Not always the most politically correct.
It was a different time.
It was.
Not to justify, but... you know.
Gay is yay. That's my favorite line in this movie.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah,
and
I think it's great.
He is gay in real life, isn't he? Randy?
Jesse Eisenberg? Randy?
No, no, no. The guy who plays Randy.
So you're on a different movie now.
Did I get confused?
Yes, you did.
Wait, who's Randy?
Randy is in
Idle Hands. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is... yeah, I knew this was going to get confusing.
Yeah. Three movies. I was like, no. I don't know how you say his name. Milo Ventimiglia? Who plays Bo in Cursed.
He plays Bo in Cursed.
Yeah, it was like, he's married to a woman, I believe. So...
Who's gay in real life?
The guy who plays Randy in Idle Hands.
Who's Randy? Which one's Randy?
Randy is the one that uses a slur in Idle Hands. I thought you were just talking about the fact that Bo bullies Jesse Eisenberg's character and, like, calls him gay and his dog is gay and stuff.
No, my comment is specifically, lots of early 2000s slang and slurs is specifically about this movie.
Okay.
I wrote that as we were watching this movie.
Did they use a slur in this one?
Yeah, they used the F slur.
Did they?
Yes.
I knew they did in Idle Hands.
They definitely do in this one.
Don't remember in Cursed.
That was one of the first things that I wrote.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. He's literally being bullied because he thinks he's gay.
Yeah.
Even though he's gay. Ooh. Glee all over again, you know? But,
Well, yeah. Glee did it. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, every show where someone's being bullied for being gay, the bully ends up being gay. That's just like a trope now.
Yeah. So they justify the bullying.
Yeah. They're like, wait, the bully's actually gay, though, so you can like him now. And it's like, yeah. Let's calm down.
Look at how good we are at writing a character arc.
Anyways, yeah. So Randy in Idle Hands, the actor, is gay in real
life.
We're
not talking about that.
We're not talking about that, though. We're on Cursed.
Very confusing.
Yeah. Well, I love how you confidently said Randy, too.
Yeah, Randy.
No Randy in this.
I couldn't tell you a single fucking character's name in any of these three movies. Except Jimmy. Was that even his name?
Yeah, Jimmy was Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. I those kinds of things just go in and out.
Yeah, that's fair. No, not even Anton? We'll get to it.
Anton, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, any other fun facts about Cursed?
No, I mean, we've got lots to get through. We're supposed to just surface level it.
Surface level.
This movie was reshot a bunch.
TLDR, everyone in the cast has talked about how sad it is that this movie was butchered by the studios, and It could have been much better. That's Cursed.
Yeah.
Oh, and a werewolf flips you off. And gay is yay. That's Cursed in a nutshell.
What else do you need?
Nothing. Another thing was what?
Yeah, one more thing, the Judy Greer thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, we watched this movie together with friends, actually. It was very fun to watch this one with people that we knew.
Yeah.
But I made a comment about how Judy Greer would not be in this movie if she was not playing a bigger part. So we did kind of give it away a little bit that she was a bad guy.
But I also feel like this was kind of early. She plays side roles a lot, you know?
It was around the same time as... When did that one movie come out? You know,
don't know what movie you're talking about.
13 Going on 30.
Yeah, you're right. 2004?
Yeah. She already had that going for her, so...
True.
What's her biography called? Autobiography?
Oh, her book is called I Don't Know What You Know Me From.
Yeah, see, that's cute.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like that a lot. I haven't read it yet, but one day.
Yeah, you have it.
I do. I have it.
That's the first step.
The first step is getting the book. Reading it comes much later.
Yeah, significantly later.
Yeah. Well, should we rate this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
How scary do you think it was?
A 0.5. This movie's... a good old time.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
No. Not at all. I agree. 0.5.
Yeah. Yeah. How sexy did you think it was?
I gave it a 2.5. The cast and the werewolf of it all. And it was just fun. And it was a romp.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, can get it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What'd you give it?
I give it a 2. Oh. Again. Cast, werewolf vibes. Judy Greer is a little baddie. Love that.
Yeah.
It's great.
How fucked up did you think it was?
A 0.5.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Nothing really stood out to me as being super fucked up.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I gave it a 1.5, but I don't remember anything that it was fucked up.
No, it's just 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Something in there, gotcha.
I don't remember what it was, though.
Maybe, were there crackings when the transitions happened? Well, there wasn't really transitions, were there?
Not really.
Just kind of
one.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Human. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it should be a 0.5.
I mean, stay with your heart. Something hit it.
Well, my heart could be remembering Idle Hands.
That's true. We didn't even watch these on the same day.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got them so confused.
Dunno. Anyway.
You Alt-F4'd, or not Alt-F4'd, Control-Shift-4'd gay, and then put all the gay facts together.
Yeah. Yep. Sort.
Yeah.
Sort. Find and sort.
By gay. overall, what did you think of Cursed?
I liked it. I thought it was fun. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. It could have been higher. What it could have been,
yeah.
I will think about for a long, long time. An yeah. R-rated movie with Skeet Ulrich and the creative vision of Wes Craven, that would have slapped. But the yeah. creative vision was taken away from Wes, and so was Skeet. But anyway, it was still good. I see why people nitpick this movie. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how they nitpick it. But I don't understand why. Because it was so fun. Just have a good time. Just, you know, have fun when you see a movie. That's the point, right?
Yeah. I think it's because of all the drama behind the scenes that people are mad because of what could have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they hate the movie more because they know that they could have had Skeet and they could have had Rick Baker and all of that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it still stands alone as a, like, just as what it is. It's still fun and it should be appreciated.
Love that.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I give it a 3 out of 5. I do. Wow. I think this movie's a really fun time. And like I said, the werewolf flipping it off gives it almost a full point on its own. That's yeah. so fucking funny. But yeah, I do like, it's not a good movie. It doesn't look very good. It's kind of cheesy. But what could have been? A masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And what we're left with? Still kind of a fun time to watch with friends. So I'm not mad about it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. 1 out of 3 I like more than you. We're on a good, off to a good start.
Okay. By half a point. Calm down.
That's 10%.
Oh my God. Someone send help. I can't do this anymore. okay. Before we moved to Idle Hands, would you survive Cursed?
Yes.
Great.
I didn't think about this ahead of time.
Even though I had said.
Well, you said it like 10 minutes ago. Oh, we have to do, ago.
Would you survive?
That was like, what, you expect me to think about that for all three movies between then and now? I do think I would survive this one.
Jot something down, you know?
No.
Okay.
No, I was busy drinking tea, drinking the tea and being trying to be warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I survived this one. Yep.
Great.
Not a lot of people die.
Yeah.
And I think turning into a werewolf isn't a death sentence.
True.
I would just be a werewolf.
Yeah.
Alive. Thriving.
There you go.
How about you?
Yeah, I think I survive as well. I mean, it all comes down to whether or not she wants to survive as a werewolf or as a human, and either way I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because I don't date people who I can't win a fight against, as a general rule of thumb. I'm scared of getting murdered. So if it came down to it and I needed to kill my boyfriend, I think I could. So
yeah.
I don't have a boyfriend. Don't like put me on a watch list. I'm not gonna kill a boyfriend. I just am saying,
if it came down to it.
This is the specific reason why I don't date strong men. Scared of getting murdered or yeah. eaten by a werewolf, so.
Yep.
So there we go. We win.
Hooray! We live!
We live. All right, next up, we're going to talk about Idle Hands. I'll do the little intro this time.
Okay.
Save Katie some talking. When slacker teen Anton Tobias has his right hand possessed by a demonic force, he finds that his life gets a lot more interesting. He himself is an amiable guy, but his hand proves to be an appendage of death, killing his two best buddies who return as wisecracking zombies. In addition to murdering those closest to him, Anton's evil hand significantly hinders his chances with his neighbor Molly. Classic 90s film. This was directed by Rodman Flender. It was written by Terry Hughes and Ron Milbauer. It stars Devon Sawa, Seth Green, Eldon Henson, and Vivica A. Fox. It had a budget of $25 million, and it was a box office bomb, as most of these movies were, making only $4.2 million. Ouch. Currently has a 6.3 on IMDb, an 18% critic score, but a 58% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think there's not very many critics who have rated this either. So that also has to do with it, you know?
Yeah. It's almost our lowest Rotten Tomatoes score of the three that actually goes to Cursed, but it is our highest audience score.
There you go.
Of the three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Audiences like this movie.
Yeah. Well,
they didn't like the movie, but some audience, more audiences liked this movie.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I feel like of the cult followings, this one's not even the biggest.
Yeah.
I think Dead Silence has the biggest cult following out of the three that we're talking about. People ride for that movie, which that's we'll talk about when we get to it. But
yeah. Yeah. Don't confuse me even more.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. All right. Idle hands. Let's get into it.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite fun fact about this movie is not even about this movie, but Rodman Flender, Timothy Chalamet's uncle.
Wow. Timothy Chalamet confirmed Nepo Baby.
Oh, we knew that already, but yes.
Did we? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, my knowledge of Timothy Chalamet was so limited, and now it only consists of Milk Duds, I've read Milk Duds. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. One of his best moments.
The best.
Well, between that and Dune.
Oh, okay. So I haven't seen Dune.
Which is
I've seen him in three movies. Wonka, Bones and All, and Lady Bird.
You've seen Wonka?
I did. I watched Wonka on a flight.
Wow.
I did it because on TikTok, this song kept getting on my For You page, and I couldn't stop singing it. So I had to watch the movie to see the noodle, apple strudel scene. Was it worth it? Who's to say? But I was on a plane, so what else was there to do?
And you haven't seen Interstellar, right?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah.
I need to watch it soon, though. My sister's going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
She watched a whole TV show just for me to watch Interstellar.
Okay, I want to watch
it. And I haven't. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hans Zimmer's
best work, and it's his favorite work.
Wow.
He says that's the closest thing to perfect that he's gotten.
Love that.
Me too. Anyway, let me see how many times I can weave Dune into episodes.
You're doing a great job so far.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm at least two in a row. My other favorite fun fact that is actually about this movie is that it was shot in the same neighborhood as Halloween.
Yes.
That's cute.
Oh, and similarly, one of my favorite facts is that the school gym was used in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, not the TV show. That's a big clarification. And also, actually, going back to Cursed, they used the outside high school from the show, Torrance High School.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So both Buffy high schools shown in these movies.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute. Don't confuse me.
I'm so sorry. I will never talk about the other two movies again.
Good.
Yeah.
That's cute, though.
I love Buffy.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of callbacks to other movies in this film. The hand is the same hand that appears in the 1991 Addams Family movie, which, funny enough, Christina Ricci was in, and Christina Ricci was in... Okay, I'm going to confuse myself now, but... But that's another cute little callback.
Yeah, we're connecting the dots.
Yeah. Oh.
We're doing it. Yeah, this movie is very quintessentially 90s, though. Very much so. And it was actually, I think it was delayed a little bit. And also maybe the reason it didn't do so well when it first came out was due to the fact that it was released 10 days after the Columbine massacre. Yes. And what was it? Senator John McCain even named this movie during a meeting about violence in the media and how that might affect it. It wasn't violence in the media. Let's just start there. That's not what we need to focus on. But anyways, it's still, I mean, we've talked about this in other episodes too, even about media that was impacted because of that. And it's just crazy to see how it used to matter.
Yeah.
And now nobody even cares. It happens all the time. So no progress was made.
No. None at all. Anyway.
Yeah, before I go on a whole political rant. Seth Green has talked about wanting to do a legacy sequel to this. with the original cast returning.
Cute.
Don't think that's going to happen since they're remaking it now.
They are?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm surprised you don't remember it, that we talked about this a couple episodes ago. Yes.
Recently,
yeah, because remember Finn Wolfhard and his friend are going to be making it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that it was Idle Hands.
It was, yeah. That's fair. You hadn't seen it yet.
Now I have. But that's exciting.
Yeah, so it's getting a remake. Devon Sawa has said that he's excited. He's happy that they're doing it. He said his kid is more excited about the remake because it's got Finn Wolfhard in it. So...
Aww.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be fun to see how they... I mentioned this while we were watching the movie, but it's kind of like a reverse Final Destination. Where you're, instead of dying in creative ways, you're killing people in creative ways. So I wonder if they come up with like new and finite ways to like kill people.
Yeah. And Devon Sawa stars in both.
And he does, yes. Yep. I had not put that together, by the way.
When I said that
the first time. I have since put that together.
Oh, that's great. I thought you were saying it because you were reminded of Final Destination because that's him.
No.
Hmm.
No. Am I wrong?
No.
Thank you.
I didn't say you were.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah.
I just thought you made the connection.
Not until later.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. Overall, not a whole lot of thoughts going through my head watching this movie.
Oh, okay.
Just like kind of like a romp, you know? Just funny. Not a lot of thinking you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, this is another funny one. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten, because it had been a while since I'd seen any of these movies, honestly. But I had forgotten about the cat part.
Oh, yeah.
This was so funny to me. Just twirling a cat around. And it lives. You hear it afterwards, so it's fine. But
yeah.
I don't know why that was so funny. Spinning a cat around by its tail and flinging it.
Well, I think what was most funny about it is because we were watching this with somebody else and they specifically said, wow, as long as the cat's okay, this movie's great. And then 10 seconds
yeah.
later.
It was a little bit longer than that. But yeah, I did feel bad because they did not want anything to happen to the cat. And incidentally, the cat does at least get hurt. It's yes. fine, though. It lives.
It does live, as far as we know.
You hear it afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could have.
That's.
Let's not speculate on how the cat could have died
He's
afterwards.
Fine.
he lives. It's on Does the Dog Die? The cat lives, so.
Yeah. It must be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this movie also had a lot of slang and a couple slurs. And this is the movie where a character named Randy is openly gay in real life and uses the F slur in the film.
In the film, yeah. Jack Noseworthy plays Randy, openly gay in real life, uses a slur. It's just, I think that was just a thing in the 90s and early 2000s. That's why Hilary Duff had to make a commercial saying, don't use gay as an insult. Like, that was just bullying was, well, you're gay, so. No, I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just saying, like, the culture was very different back then, so.
Yeah. I feel like the LGBT community, the LGBTQ plus community.
We have, just us two.
We, yeah. have since, like, sort of reclaimed that as less of an insult and more of a, like, you know, whatever the opposite of an insult is.
Gay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like now it's used a little bit more jokingly within the community, which is nice to see. Progress there.
Yeah. Just don't be mean. That's what it boils down to. Don't be mean.
That's, yeah, life lesson. Yeah. Stop being a fucking dick. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
It's really not. I don't do it, but like everybody.
Yeah, she's
I'm
a bitch.
Kidding. I suck, but.
No,
I'm kidding. All right. Any other fun facts before we rate?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
A few, actually.
Oh, okay. I jumped the gun. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We're cruising. Eldon Hansen, who plays the character who has far too many consonants in his name.
Peanut.
Peanut.
Or Peanut. Peanut. I always say it Peanut, but in the movie they say Peanut.
Is it a name? Is that a real name?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, Elden Henson brought his mom to set the day that they do the decapitation scene, and she thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And the liquid that comes out of his neck when he eats, when his head's like kind of reattached sort of and he eats, is cinnamon applesauce.
Mmm, delicious. Which is
my favorite applesauce.
Really?
Yeah, I really like cinnamon applesauce.
I don't like applesauce.
Excuse me?
Oh.
That's a take.
Sorry. It's just mushy. It's baby food.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. I'm an adult.
Eat it mostly frozen and it's a slushy.
I could just have a slushy. Tastes better.
How about that, actually? Applesauce tastes pretty good.
Okay. Full transparency, I have not eaten it since I was probably like 10 years old. So I don't know if I actually like it now.
Oh, okay.
But the idea of it, no.
Okay. It's kind of the same.
Mashed avocado.
Yeah, it's the kind of the same reason I don't like cottage cheese.
Love cottage cheese.
It's like already chewed.
I do like cottage cheese. I think that I love my food already chewed for me. But
is fading fast.
No, because that's got a consistency to it. It's like little cheesies that you can bite into.
Ew.
Applesauce is just mush.
It's like yogurt. Do you like yogurt?
No, because yogurt is like, it's not something that's been mashed. That's just a smooth consistency. Like,
so it's
peanut
just mashed
butter.
A little further.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like applesauce is just it's like grainy. Because you took something that wasn't supposed to be like that and made it that consistency. Why?
Easier consumption.
No, I can just eat an apple. Oh, I don't need
it. It's so good for your tummy, too.
Well, we all know that I neglect my tummy, so yeah. What are we supposed to do here?
Yeah. That's fair. Anyway, back to this movie.
Great.
One more little fun fact I thought was really cute. Devon Sawa went to knitting training for 2 days.
He did.
To learn how to knit. That's so cute and fun.
It is, yeah. I like that. Very committed performance from him.
Yeah.
I believed that his hand was acting on its own accord.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
He did. Devon Sawa. Underrated.
Scream King.
Scream King.
Does he die in Final Destination? Or is he in more than one?
At the end? No. So it's him and Clear at the end. And then the third guy. The guy that was like the bully.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets hit by a sign. Still alive at the end of Final Destination. The original. You haven't seen the rest, so I'm not going to spoil.
Oh, so it would be a spoiler to tell me whether or not Devon Sawa was in more than one Final Destination movie?
Well, I guess not, no. Because he is alive at the end.
Yeah. I would assume he would be in another one.
He's not, sorry.
Oh, okay, that sucks.
Yeah, I think it was scheduling conflicts. Clear does come back.
Oh. Was the scheduling conflict this movie?
I have no idea.
Because that would be tragic. I'm so sorry. To Devon Sawa.
Don't say that. What do you mean?
I mean, it didn't perform.
Wait,
well.
No, it couldn't have been because this came out in 99.
Oh, okay.
Came out before Final Destination.
Okay. This is also the only film of the three. Is this the second film that we talked about or is this the third? Have we talked about? No. Yeah, second one. This is also the only film of the three that didn't have really significant production issues.
Yeah. It did not fail due to studio interference.
Yes.
The other two. That definitely had something to do with it, but
yeah. I just can't find a reason why people wouldn't love this movie.
Me either. Well, should with that being said, let's rate it.
Yeah, let's rate it. You go first.
We're switching it up this time?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my gosh. I'm so nervous. Okay. How scary did you think it was?
I gave it a 0.5.
Correct.
It wasn't scary at all.
No, it's a vibes thing. Yeah.
It was a horror comedy for sure. Through and through. Mm-hmm. It was a comedy.
Not really trying to be scary.
Yes. Just... how sexy did you think it was?
I give it a 1, but only for like the vibe of the 90s.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I gave it a 2 for the same reason.
Okay, great. Yeah, the 90s has strong sexy vibes. Oh, I was just going to,
Okay, what were you going to say? Sorry.
No, nothing.
You have to say something. You still have to ask me how fucked up it was.
I was just going to say the 90s has strong, sexy vibes. It's good.
Yeah.
How fucked up did you think it was?
I gave it a 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There were some pretty fucked up scenes, graphic scenes, that if the tone of the movie had been not funny, it probably would have been higher.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, there was some pretty, like, the stuff coming out of his neck.
Yeah.
Hilarious in this movie. But maybe in other movies that would have been like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so that's fair.
What about you?
I gave it a 1. Only half a point, because I do think it's kind of fucked up that he killed his parents and then didn't realize that they were dead for a week.
Yeah,
that's a week. That's kind of crazy.
Insane.
And I still feel bad that that's not even really, that doesn't even matter in the film. It's his friends come back, they're his guardian angels, and just never talk about mom and dad again.
Yeah. They didn't even have names in the movie.
No.
They did in the script, fun fact, but not in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, look who forgot whose turn it is.
Okay, overall?
Overall, I like this movie. I think it's fun. Very quintessential 90s. And I gave it a 3.5. Oh, is that surprising?
No.
Oh, okay. What did you give it?
I gave it a 4.
She liked it. Oh my god, you're just like edging me out by half a point every time. Yes.
Yeah, and it's
this honestly, is bullshit.
I'm gonna come. Oh, it makes me so happy to like movies more than you. Yes, I gave it a 4. It was my mm-hmm. favorite of the three. It was so fun. I was cracking up the whole time. It's such a silly concept. Critics need to get a hold of themselves. They wouldn't know a good movie if it possessed their hand and started killing people. So
wow.
This movie's great. I think that. I don't understand. Critically, I thought it was good too. Like,
that. Yeah, I don't really understand the hate. Yeah, I don't understand, like, why people hated this movie as much as they did.
Yeah.
Especially critics. I mean, audiences liked it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But
it is exactly what it wanted to be.
Yeah.
And why are you rating it other than, like, outside of that? You know? I don't know.
Fair. One day when we're Rotten Tomatoes critics, we can up that score.
Yeah.
It's only It'll be at 20%.
Time. Yeah.
Would you survive Idle Hands?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think so. I would not have cut off my own hand.
Great.
So I probably would have killed a lot more people, but.
Well, I think if you survive, are you surviving just with the hand forever?
I think so.
I think Vivica A. Fox is coming for that hand.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So but is she killing it when it, I think either way you're losing the hand.
You're right. Okay. Well, but I'm still living either way.
Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, I live. Do you?
Great. I do think I live, but I probably in a home, a mental health facility. If I killed my parents, I would probably commit myself right then and there.
That's fair.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be a good life, but I'd be living it.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah.
Well, a cute one. My favorite of the three. Spoiler.
Spoiler. Mine too.
Yay.
All right, should we talk about the last movie, Dead Silence? Go for it.
Dead Silence is a 2007 supernatural horror starring Ryan Kwanten as Jamie, who sets out to solve the mystery of his wife's murder, joined by Deputy Lipton, played by Donnie Wahlberg. He ultimately encounters the curse of Mary Shaw, a ventriloquist, whose eerie presence still looms over the town, manifested into the ventriloquist doll she left behind. The movie made $2 million on a $20 million budget, so it wasn't a total flop, but it was not well received. It has a 6.1 on IMDb, but a 21% critics and 51% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. And this movie is a James Wan and Lee Whannell reunion.
And Greg Hoffman.
And who's that?
Greg Hoffman is the producer. The movie's dedicated to it. No. Yeah, because he passed away in 2005. But he also helped with Saw 1 and 2.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. And fun fact, there is a character in later Saw movies that's named after him.
Cute.
Hoffman.
Oh, I love that. Tune in September when we watch all 10 Saw movies.
Oh, don't tease me because I will be sad for that.
That's 9 months away. That's a whole baby away.
We could watch one a month and then two in September.
What, so that I forget all 9 of them? 10 of them?
You could watch them all in the same week and you'd forget. So.
Yeah, but then I would really forget.
That's true.
be like, I never watched them at all.
Yeah. All right, we'll watch them all in one day. You twist my arm. You made me do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll come over. I'll fly out.
Fly out.
And I'll drive over.
Drive over and have a 2-day Saw marathon.
Okay.
Is that how long Stop. That's my days? Dream. Well, I mean, unless you want to watch all 10 in one day, that's a little much. 2 hours each. That's 20 hours.
I would do it.
Sex.
Anyway, unlike us, this movie got right into it.
Oh, true.
There I was killing.
Wondering how you were going to twist that back into it. You didn't.
We went on a tangent, but now. We did. The movie got right into it. I was surprised how quickly there was a ventriloquist doll killing someone.
Yeah. Yeah, immediately. Dead wife. You gotta love that trope. I don't. I actually hate that trope, but.
What, dead wife?
Yeah, just dead wife giving the man a purpose for his story. Just well, so many movies.
Yeah.
But this came out in 2007, so not as many movies had done it back when this did it.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that you can't really tell if it's supposed to be serious or not, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I set you up for that well either, because we had just watched two movies that are not that serious at all.
Like, well, no, we watched this one second.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Well, still, coming off of Cursed, which you should not take seriously.
Yeah.
And then going into this one. Yeah, I do think that they meant it more as a straightforward comedy. Obviously, a doll killing people is, you know. Or did I just say comedy?
You said comedy.
I'm so sorry. They did not mean this as a comedy at all.
Okay, I was like, I'm not going to say anything right now because she's going to be so disappointed that I didn't see this as a comedy hardly at all.
No, I don't think that they meant this as a comedy.
Yeah.
This is more just horror.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, it had some jokes.
Yeah.
But I also think Saw had some jokes, so.
Yeah. Which, truly, Saw sprinted so that this movie could flop around on the floor a little bit towards the camera. In like a fun way, though, you know?
Damn.
In a fun way.
I was going to say walk, but okay, sure.
I mean, the doll being named Billy.
Yeah, they really honed it back into their roots.
That was either iconic or lazy, and I'm leaning a little bit towards lazy, but.
I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's cute. They love each other in Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they, while they were writing Saw, they're like, oh, what if this happened? And they're like, oh, no, that's like a whole different movie. And then they made that movie.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
And they should.
Yeah.
I like it. Also, yeah, Donnie Wahlberg. This is your second movie with him in it.
What was the
first one? What did we decide? Sixth Sense, where you thought that he was Bruce Willis's character.
No, I didn't.
You literally did. You said, I thought that was Bruce Willis. And I said, that's not who he played in Sixth Sense.
Okay, yeah. So I knew that Bruce Willis was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but when I said Donnie Wahlberg for half a second there, you thought, I thought that was Bruce Willis. Meaning you thought Donnie Wahlberg played the lead character in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. He did not. He plays the guy that shoots Bruce Willis.
Well, no. Just to be clear, just to clarify, I thought you were wrong. Because I knew the main character was Bruce Willis.
Oh, so I was like, yeah, now you're
twisting
it. Isn't
that Bruce Willis? Okay. You stupid idiot. But I was nicer.
Oh, my God. You stupid idiot. That was Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Anyways, but Donnie Wahlberg also in Saw 2. So, fun fact. In the Saw series as well.
Exciting.
Yeah. When we do our marathon. Then you'll see.
Is he only in Saw 2?
Why do you keep asking me this?
Well, because the fun fact says the other was Saw 2. They didn't say Saw 2 through 5 or Saw 2 through 10. Yeah. So
he
I
is only in Saw 2. Well, that's not true because there's people who are only in one movie. And not, they don't die. But he is only in Saw 2. Okay. Well, whether or not he dies, who's to say?
I'd be willing to bet. But the good news is I'll forget by the time we watch it, so.
The good news is you still don't know, so.
I can Google it.
No.
We also didn't mention, we're just going to talk about Saw the whole time.
Yeah.
That the Jigsaw Billy, mm-hmm. first Billy, the original, is in this movie. He's on the floor in the storage yeah. area.
Yeah, when they discover all the dolls.
Yeah. Which James Wan does that anyway in most of his movies. He puts Billy, the original Billy, somewhere. It was in
yeah.
Invisible Man.
Well, so that was not James Wan. So
I mean Lee Whannell.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it's uncommon for directors to do that. Flanagan does that all yeah. the time. He has the Oculus mirror in like every movie or TV show he does. So
yeah.
As we kind of already mentioned, this was another one that had studio interference. I think more so with the script, because it was Lee Whannell that was unhappy, or that's mentioned as being unhappy with what they did. So I'm wondering if they tweaked the script a bit. But yeah, he said he, after his experience on this movie, he decided to write all future scripts on spec instead of pitching an idea to a studio.
So pitching the script instead of the idea?
Yes. Yeah, so a spec script is you complete the manuscript and then you give it to them instead of being commissioned to write one.
That makes sense.
Based on an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Then they have you already know they have faith in what you've written.
Right. Like you, it's already done.
Yeah. They must have thought that this movie was going to do really well because the same year it came out, Haunted House was made at Horror Nights.
Yeah. Universal.
Yeah. Mm.
They were prepping for it.
Yeah, I don't think this movie's different enough from any other movie, you know? To, like, have justified a whole-ass haunted house.
I think at the time it was.
So?
You think there were a lot of... Well, that's not about a possessed doll killing people.
There is a doll, and the doll's trying to kill people.
No. The doll is a representation of his lost son, okay?
Okay.
Saw is about the traps. Like, that's what's people yeah. remember from Saw. Billy's just a mascot. I think this movie is more about Mary Shaw and the haunted doll aspect of it than...
Yeah.
I think this would be a fun little haunted house to go through.
It would be fun to go through that one scene where, like, all the dolls are on the wall.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was part of it.
Somebody who went to Universal Studios Horror Nights in Florida in 2007... and went through the Dead Silence maze, please reach out to us and let us know.
Yeah. It's probably on YouTube.
Really?
YouTube was around 2007, don't you think?
Yeah. But I don't know if that was like a thing, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Filming your tour experiences, I think it was more just End of Z World and A&W. What was going on back then?
Oh, shoot. They also planned on a sequel.
But they did.
It didn't do so well. They scrapped it.
Yeah. Mary Shaw could have been haunting more people.
Yeah. Or, you know, a different ventriloquist.
Oh, you want like a anthology of ventriloquists?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Jeff Dunham starts haunting people.
Jeff?
Is that a reference
Dunham.
To
him? Dunham.com.
Oh. Can I tell you a secret?
You don't know anything about Jeff Dunham?
I don't know a thing about Jeff Dunham except ventriloquist.
Fucking clearly. You should have been able to finish that website.
That was what you were saying is a website?
Dunham.com.
Oh, you're a big Dunham head over here, huh?
I was. In the beginning.
Big Jeff Dunham fan, huh?
In the beginning, I really loved Jeff Dunham. Yes, absolutely.
Wow, new lore unlocked. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I knew people loved Jeff Dunham. I just don't think I've ever met someone who did, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is fun for me.
I did for a long time.
Interesting.
Peanut, I think, I don't remember any. He had, like, the old man, and he had the, like, little monster guy.
Okay.
Purple. I think he was purple.
Great.
Peanut, I think his name is Peanut. But, yeah, there's, like, a scene where, I say it all the time, where Peanut goes... You just put that in your mouth. Because Jeff eats a booger. But he doesn't actually eat it. It's just a joke between like the doll and the man.
Just a little inside joke between him and his dolls.
Yeah. So like when the dog eats something she's not supposed to. In your mouth.
Fun.
JeffFadonim.com. Anyway, I'll send you the link.
Oh, I'm okay.
I do think it's kind of creating an unhealthy stereotype, stigma against ventriloquists. That they're all
just as for ventriloquists, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how dare they?
Yeah, it's the same as what they did for sharks with Jaws.
It's exactly the same as what they did for... Ventriloquists were killed after this movie came out.
Everyone's afraid of ventriloquists.
Because of the fears around it.
That's why there aren't that many of them. There's not a lot of them.
It's a dying breed.
Oh, shoot.
What'd you think about the twist? A little twist at the end there.
That was a good one. My theory is that people didn't like this movie because they saw it coming.
Mm.
I didn't because I'm an idiot. So it was a lot of fun.
I like it. Yeah, they give little clues.
Yeah.
The first time I saw this movie, I did not see it coming.
When you were like 12?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel so much better now.
Sorry, I can't help the age I watched this movie at. but yeah, they give little hints to it. His appearance overall, he's kind of pale and... he looks kind of dead. He doesn't ever blink. Mm-hmm. Whenever he speaks, Ella has her hand behind his back. But I think it was done subtly. It was fine.
Yeah, it was subtle.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do feel a little better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I thought that was a fun twist.
Great, yeah.
Thanks.
Any other fun facts?
Nope.
Amazing. We did talk a lot. We talked about most of the ones I have, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Covered the big stuff.
Yeah.
Should we rate it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
How scary did you think it was?
I gave it a 1. I gave it half a point because when I was 12 and I watched this for the first time, I was a little freaked out. It was a little scary to me.
Yeah, okay.
I think this movie kind of had a big impact on my, like, my generation of people who actually watched it when they were young. Not you, because you didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
But people who watched this when they were 12, Dead Silence is like up there, you know? You always think about this movie when you think about movies that shaped your horror experience as a kid.
Yeah.
What about you?
Can't relate, but I gave it a 1.5.
Okay, yeah, it's a little freaky.
Yeah, there were a couple jumpies too that got me.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. How? No.
That's my line. How sexy did you think it was?
I gave it a 1.5 also.
Wow.
For the tongue thing.
Wow.
Right?
Sure.
I thought it was fun.
Great.
What did you give it?
I gave it a 0.5.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't feel a lot of sex vibes coming from this.
Oh.
I didn't even think about the tongue in that way. I'm glad you did, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How fucked up did you think it was?
I gave it a 0.5.
Oh.
But I'm not... I don't think that's correct now that I'm thinking back on it.
No. It's not.
I'm going to give it a 1.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that feels more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I gave it a 1.5.
Okay.
Not for the tongue.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Why would you? Can't be sexy and fucked up. Well, actually, it can. Can.
I don't know about that. But no, like the idea of a human ventriloquist doll and like the child.
Yeah, the child aspect.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Nice. Overall, what did you think of our last movie of the day, Dead Silence?
It really wasn't that bad. I didn't think. Like, it's just, you know... And like I said, it just had this vibe of, hey, here's this other idea we had while watching or while writing Saw. Let's put that into a movie now. It just wasn't as good and it might not make as much money, but why not, you know?
Yeah.
Which thank you for doing that, Leigh O'Neill and James Wan. The twist was fun. I should have caught that. And if you didn't catch it, that's probably why you didn't, or if you did catch it, that's probably why you didn't like the movie as much. But you know, just don't take movies so seriously. Just, you know, have fun. Yeah, a 3. I give it a 3.
Phew.
What'd you give it?
I thought we were going to have another 3.5 moment where you half a point edged me out.
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, well, yeah. Two out of three is pretty good. That's a good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, this movie kind of had an impact on people who watched it when I was the age that it came out. So I think it's always going to have, like, a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Is it the best movie I've ever seen? No, it's not. But is it a fun watch? Yeah. And I'm a Lee Whannell apologist, so. Except for Wolfman. That was Assman. We got to talk about it. But one day.
Is that even out yet?
Yeah, Wolfman's out.
Oh, okay.
Yo. Half a month ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's out. Not very good, but that's okay. You're allowed one. You're allowed one little slip up, Lee.
They can't all be as good as Invisible Man.
Or Saw.
Or Saw, of course.
Love Saw. All right, would you survive Dead Silence?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I scream a lot.
Yeah. It's not looking good for most people.
Yeah.
In fact, almost everybody in the movie.
Yeah, almost everybody dies. Yeah, you're right. Everybody dies. All of them. Because of the screaming thing. You're not allowed to scream.
Yeah.
Which, I said this while we were watching it. The main character does scream a couple of times and he should have died, but whatever. Yeah, no, I'm toast.
Yeah.
You?
I don't know. I'm not really a screamer, but...
Oh. Good to know.
That's not... I think I'd still die.
Yeah.
Because how long does it go? Does she keep coming after you forever and ever and always? I'm going to scream eventually.
Maybe you could have like a surgery like they do for dogs. Well, I don't think they do it anymore. You're not allowed. You know?
Thank you. Yeah, maybe I'll look into a dog surgery. Appreciate that.
Well, at the risk of death?
That's true. It might be worth it. I think I'd still probably die.
Okay. That's fair. I see it.
Thank you.
I agree.
All right. Well, three movies down.
That was fun.
Yeah. Best of the bad.
Yeah. I was only a little confused.
You know what? Talking about three movies, you're going to get a little confused.
Yeah.
The only other time we've done this was when it was a series of movies. So.
Yeah.
That makes more sense because it's recurring characters.
Well.
But I could see how this would also be confusing because then it starts to meld together, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to predict next week's movie?
I already know about Bones and All.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What about it?
Everything.
Oh, doubt it.
I know it's a cannibal movie starring Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, actually, now that we just talked about him.
Oh, yeah. There he is again. I can talk about Dune again.
You can talk about Dune three episodes in a row.
Hooray!
I'm just serving it up on a platter for you now.
Yeah. And you know who else gets served up on a platter? Timothy Chalamet. Dune. I mean, not Dune, damn it. in Bones and All.
You think he gets eaten?
Yeah, hell yeah. Duh. Oh,
okay. Duh.
Yeah, of course. By his girlfriend who like wants to eat people. It's like part of like cult. He like joins this like weird cult.
Okay. Like,
because he really likes this girl.
Got it.
And it's like, oh, what would you do to be with your girl?
You have to get eaten by her.
Yeah, she can eat me.
Well, why would you want to join the cult if you have to die to join the cult?
He wants to impress the girl. Teenage boys will do just about anything.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm excited.
Me too. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks everyone. For being here through this journey of three movies. Let us know if you liked this. Or if you hated it.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Constructive criticism if you didn't like it. If you did like it, maybe we'll do more themed episodes in the future.
Yes.
But thank you for listening. Please feel free to like and subscribe. Follow us. We're on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcast sites.
What Help is us it, out. Like 68 more it. Days of TikTok.
The countdown is reset back on again. but yeah, we appreciate you guys listening, being here, hanging out. I'm excited for Bones and All.
See you then.
See you then.
See you next Tuesday.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.